We're here in Fringe Central at the Edinburgh Fringe as it enters the final week. But that doesn't mean there aren't loads of shows here. Loads of shows to be seen, enjoyed and celebrated. Also, I've been told that I can sell these interviews in a lottery. And if people buy them and then pass them on to their friends, it could be worth £1 million in... Oh, this is a show, isn't it, about scams and quick fixes and money-making schemes and so on.
Yes, yes. It started being about a very specific scam, and I want to take it to like much further to any of these online scams. I guess it's going to be interesting.
Okay, so your show is called Rich Bitch, and
yes.
Your name is?
Well, my real name is Christina Lark. The character's name is Kasia Bling.
Okay. Can I trust that?
Well. Of course, okay. Of course, totally legit.
It's just you're not giving me much eye contact.
Okay, it's now, a radio interview.
Okay, it is, yeah, okay, that's true. But we're in the real world. Okay, so tell, what kind of show is this? Is this a comedy show, theatre?
I registered this show in the theatre subcategory, satire subcategory, new writing in the guide, because I didn't want people to go expecting it to be either stand-up or a laugh out loud comedy, because I wanted it to be dark and experimental.
So it's clearly satire, but it kind of, in the spirit of that satirical piece mm-hmm. of work, is offering for us to learn your top three secrets in character to earn $10,000 per week. People really do. They may notice that they've accidentally clicked on links online, you know, and so on. People are doing this, aren't they? A lot.
I wouldn't say accidentally. I would say that every time someone clicks on something like that online, they've been driven by all the preparation, by all the foreplay, if you will,
yeah,
that makes them believe that they can make this kind of money.
Yeah. And, you know, that's going on at the moment with things like Bitcoin, isn't it? Not just very specific scams. Everybody is kind of buying into whatever scheme is suggesting there's an easy way to earn.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned Bitcoin, because I do have like one mention of Bling coin, since the character is Kasia Bling in my show. It actually started because I'm a public speaking coach and I've been hanging out in the online coaching community to network. And it turns out it's not a networking space. It's a space where everyone is trying to pitch to each other. And the group admins, the different Facebook group admins, they run their little cults. They want to be celebrities. And the people who are advertising most money, most success, are precisely the wealth coaches and the abundance mindset coaches. And I really wanted to call the bullshit of that specifically. And this is why I started creating this show, to call the bullshit of law of attraction, abundance mindset, self-proclaimed gurus.
So how did you write this show?
I wrote the show in the structure of a real seminar that people use. So it starts with amping up people, and then invariably there's a structure mentioning the your pain points and painting the picture of where you would like to be, and then telling the persons, the gurus, rags to riches story that's referred to in the industry as A to B journey, where A is where the listener is, or worse than where the listener is, and the B is where they want to be in 3 months,
right,
without having to work, just with the power of their minds. And then a little wish-wash common sense advice, and then obviously the pitch, where it's revealed that the whole thing is, obviously, that's for their money, right? It's for their profits. They're selling something.
Right. And in terms of then turning that into a show, if I was following you around, were you writing bits of the script and then editing it? And did you check it out on people? You know, how did this turn into a final script ready for the Edinburgh Fringe? So this is more about the making of this as a piece of art, really.
Well, that's the thing. The Edinburgh Fringe used to be a place where you come to test material, and this year it just feels like it's the place where you need to bring your ultimate finished, polished work for the reviewers to give you stars and for the bookers to pay attention. And like I was still developing this show, and the only response that I got previous to bringing the show to the Fringe was precisely from the online coaching community. So there are a lot of people who are tired of the bullshit as well. And they respond to my Instagram, to my Facebook. Oh my God, this is hilarious. This is it. Finally, someone's calling the bullshit. So I thought it would be more obvious, but maybe that's too much of a bubble.
Christina, are you saying here at the world's largest arts festival with 3,800 shows with an average audience of maybe 6 people that we're all in a get-rich-quick scam here too?
Well, you definitely need to manifest a lot of money to be able to make the fringe, and we need to learn how to manifest audience members to your show.
Sorry, because we're sitting at the same table as Gavin Lind here, who is a great guy. He's got his own show, Shattered, which is, you know, got good reviews too, but he doesn't look like he's manifesting anything other than a cup of tea at the moment. Okay, so now we've got satire, so the audience come and see this. In a way, like good satire, it's going to hold up a mirror to their own behaviour, isn't it, and make them think.
Hopefully that was my intention, but apparently people were very scared of the first design of my flyer. The flyer that you see in front of you is the second one.
And this is great because you've redesigned the flyer, haven't you?
Yes, I had to redesign the flyer because the first one was apparently people weren't understanding that it's satire. They thought it was a real motivational, a garish motivational speech, so they weren't willing to come. And the only 4 or 5 people who did come to the show, they were expecting it to be. They wanted to be recruited by a multi-level pyramid. They wanted
they
to...
They thought it was for real.
They thought it was for real. I mean, I had this review, like, it's a dude with a WordPress.com blog, but he went to review the show expecting to review a motivational speech, and he got disappointed when he realized in the middle of the show that it was parody. So, yes, I thought that satire... I learned something in this fringe. I had never heard of Paul's Law before. Do you know Paul's Law?
No. Because I've got Paul's Law as well.
P-O-E.
Poe's Law.
Yeah, Poe. Sorry, is the accent. It's not Edgar Allan Poe, whom I thought... It was some dude who wrote something about when you talk about creationism online, you need to make sure that you are satirizing it, otherwise people will believe it's real. And it became Poe's Law. When anything in the internet, if you're satirizing views that are naturally over the top and extreme, you may come across as the real thing.
Okay.
And there was a performer who saw me, because my producer said, no, what you should do is go to Bristol Square and try and flyer as your character. So I put on my costume and I went to the middle of Bristol Square saying, oh, I'm going to teach you how to be abundant. I'm going to teach you how to make... And an Australian performer who's here, she looked at me and said, babes, what are you doing? What's wrong with you? I said, no, that's my show. She's like, no, it looks too real. So you're too good, that typical, you're too good. And I said, oh, thank you. So no, that's a bad thing because everyone is looking at you and everyone thinks that's real.
Right.
So yes, it was a social experiment. I had no idea that people wouldn't get the satire.
So I won't dare ask you how you manifested loads of money to do a new flyer, but you did. So what was new on the new flyer that has been getting you more audiences, hopefully?
The first one only had me with a fan of Australian 100s money and a unicorn tiara saying, rich bitch, how to make money with the power of your mind. And then the new one is this photo in an Instagram screenshot with comments of people saying that they have been scammed. And the verse of the flyer has a little essay stating that this is satire, and the words satire, parody, spoof are throughout the text several times.
Well, okay, so really bold. You've got a new flyer. It's much more clearer now what the show's about. So have you noticed that in the audiences? They're now reacting properly, hopefully, rather than being a single blogger who was hoping to get rich.
Well, unfortunately, the new flyer started being distributed yesterday. So let's hope that it works. What I can say is that yesterday I had a couple of American people coming to the audience. And I guess I came to learn that in the U.S. this is a much bigger issue and is much out there and is much more common, way less niche. So the American audience reacted way differently. They were like, oh, my God, yes. yes, that's it, and laughing at everything and coming to talk to me after the show. And I got an American anti-multi-level marketing association from the US who picked up my posters on Twitter. Seriously, and they are helping as well. Just, there's an ally helping us in Edinburgh, if any of you is in Edinburgh. And I've been receiving a lot of messages from people saying, if you ever come to LA, I'm definitely coming to see your show. I guess there's a gap for comedians calling out multi-level marketing and abundance mindset in the market, like for yeah.
But this isn't leading up to you asking me and Gavin here to both invest $5 Australian in supporting your show.
Because we
could be millionaires one day if we get other people to sign up here at the Fringe.
Babes, you need to make you need to spend money to make money. That's what it is, and that's to show how committed you are to become the new you.
Yeah, but that's
five is not going to cut. Yeah. You know
that goes completely against Paul's law. Do you not know Paul's law? It works.
Paul's law.
Yeah, do not win at all costs. Win at no costs.
Whatever this means, right?
Yeah. And finally, what's your invitation for people to come and see the show? There's a week to go here.
Yes, please come and see the show. Feel free to tell me what you think. If you've ever been not necessarily scammed, but propositioned by someone who wanted to sell you their, can I say brands here, like their Amway, Herbalife, whatever. Like, if you've ever been propositioned, or if you heard about law of attraction, there's someone posting on your Facebook that you should believe your way into wealth, and the only reason why people aren't rich is because they don't believe. And you feel that this is a little bit of unchecked privilege and borderline racist. Yeah, come and see the show. I'd love to hear your opinion.
And Fringe Central here is a very big place, but I wish I had a voice as loud and confident as you. Everybody here now has heard that. Thank you very much.